Hey team, this is Coach Jesse with another episode of the Raw Fitness Truth Podcast, and I'd like to talk about carbohydrates today. Are they good or are they bad? There is a lot of misinformation out there about anything health and fitness related, but carbs is, amongst nutrition, one of the topics that provides the most controversy and the most confusion, and I'd like to give you what I believe to be the truth and what I believe to be the healthiest viewpoint for you today. All right. So it's important just right out of the gate that you understand that carbohydrates are a perfectly normal and natural and preferred source of fuel for your body. Your body responds to carbohydrates as a source of fuel better than it responds to anything else. There's what we call a digestive ratio, and carbs are designed to process and become readily available energy faster than fats or protein. Now, the challenging thing is it's way easy to get too many carbs, and there's different kinds of carbs, which we'll talk about here in a second, but carbohydrates are good for you. But in order for you to make better choices, we need to have a little bit more education, okay? So diets like the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet, keto, paleo, these diets have become notorious because they preach a low to zero carbohydrate approach and increasing protein and increasing healthy fats. I don't think that there's no truth to what they're saying. It's just that you can't go from one extreme to the other. Carbohydrates are not bad for you, team. It's just you controlling them and having the right kinds. And we could even talk about the right times, but I won't talk about that in this podcast today. All right. But when you restrict carbohydrates, a lot of these diets claim that your body is turning into a fat-burning machine. And there is some truth to that. But what you can't do is completely deprive yourself of a main source of fuel that also has other essential nutrients that you need to stay healthy, guys. It's not going to help you long-term with your goals, because as soon as you go from eating minimal to, you know, zero to minimal carbs to eating normal, your body's going to put on quite a bit of weight that you may have lost pretty quickly, all right? So carbs, just to, you know, dive down deeper into what those actually are, it's foods that get converted into glucose or sugar in your body. All right. And glucose or sugar is a main source of fuel for your body. It's especially important for your brain. Your brain uses a lot of energy on a daily basis, and it can't use other fuel sources that easily. Protein and fats are not that easily converted into available sources of energy. Your body prefers carbohydrates. Now, there's two different kinds of carbs. There's simple and there's complex. Simple carbs include sugars found in foods such as table sugar, honey, dairy products, fruit, and fruit juice. These are the foods that are going to process fast and spike your blood sugar pretty fast. Complex carbs are going to be slower digesting foods. It's going to be a lot of grains like bread, pasta, crackers, rice, some vegetables, sweet potatoes, squash, the starchy foods are going to fall more in a lot along the lines of the complex carbs and everything, right? So complex carbs can be broken down further into refined and whole grain carbohydrates. So it's important you understand that not all carbs are created equal. Controlling your blood glucose is important for your weight management as well as your diabetes control. And this is a side note, guys. The time for you to be conscious of blood sugar levels isn't after you have some sort of diabetic diagnosis. You need to be conscious of your blood sugar levels just for general health purposes. All right. That's going to be a huge part of you losing body fat and staying healthy and feeling more energetic is getting your sugar levels to be in a relatively stable amount where you're not deprived, but you're not having too much. Because if you have too much, your body will spike insulin to remove the excess sugar. And whenever your body releases that insulin to release that, you're going to get tired, sleepy, and your body's going to end up craving more food to try to help you be energetic and stay awake. So controlling your carbs is of massive importance for you feeling better and giving yourself the best possibility for weight loss, but we can't go the opposite direction and completely cut it out. It's just not advisable, nor is it sustainable long term. Okay. So another thing to talk about is fiber. Fiber is technically a carbohydrate that is the ultra of slow digesting. And what it does is it just helps. It's great for your digestive health and regulating your blood sugar. Foods with fiber are going to be like broccoli, beans, apples with the skin, 100% whole wheat bread. These things are going to be fiber dense and really help you slow down your digestion. So one of the things that I'll recommend to you if you struggle with appetite control or you're trying to lose weight is maybe consider putting more foods with natural fiber in them in your diet on a daily basis to control your appetite and help your body feel and function better and give you the best possible environment for fat loss success. Okay. So a few things I'd really encourage you to avoid when it comes to carbohydrates, just to give you some tangible things, is I want you to skip the fruit juice and go straight to the fruit. Okay. Eat a variety of fruits and veggies on a daily basis, but I don't think there's much of a good use for you drinking fruit juice unless you're low in blood sugar and you're shaking a little bit or a doctor gives it to you for any medical purposes, right? Other than that, guys, I'd recommend just go straight to the fruit, okay? The second thing is limit the amount of refined sugars that you have. Like things like high fructose corn syrup, agave honey, white or brown sugar. You know, these things are found in pastries, you know, cakes, cookies, donuts. These are the things that they lack nutrients, but they're high in calories, all right? They're empty calories that are going to do nothing but spike your blood sugar and put body fat on you, okay? Third thing, guys, is just choose whole grains like brown rice, oats, whole wheat pasta, whole wheat bread. You know, it's important that I think 100% whole grain is where you want to start. Look for things that say that. If you see it listed as the first ingredient, then the product probably is mostly whole grain, but also has some refined grains. So the label doesn't always tell you a whole lot, but I'd encourage you just to simplify and pick products that have the words 100% whole grain on them, okay? Those are going to be better options for you with carbohydrate intake than pretty much anything else out there, all right? The next thing is portion size. You know, how many carbs should you eat? What kind of carbs should you eat and all that kind of stuff? And just to kind of keep it simple to you, I think you should probably keep it to about a palm full every time you sit down to eat for a major meal. So in the morning, if you decided to have oatmeal, I'd tell you a palm full. If you at lunchtime, you know, if you're going to have like a burger or a sandwich or something like that, you know, I'd tell you to maybe only have like, you know, one part of the bread, you know, one half of the bread and you know, throw the other one away. Or in the evening time, you know, maybe you decide to have half of a sweet potato or, you know, a palm full of spaghetti versus a whole plateful. Because the great thing about this strategy team is that it gives you opportunities and options to eat whatever you want, but you just focus on limiting portions, which is a massive part of you losing the weight, all right? Now, a huge part of you losing weight and controlling carbs is just being mindful of carbohydrate-based snacks like chips, cookies, crackers, donuts, vending machine items. These things are going to be full of sugar, carbs, and if you're not careful, they will add a lot more calories to your daily intake than what you think. So be conscious of those, okay? So as far as, you know, carbohydrates go, guys, the bottom line is that it's a major source of fuel for your body. They should be a part of a healthy diet, even when your goal is to lose weight. But when adding carbs, pay attention to your portion size, choose whole fruits, 100% whole grain items, and seriously think about limiting how much sugar you put into your diet that digests quickly, right? That's going to help you a lot, okay? If you have any questions, let me know. Hope this helps you out. A lot of confusion about carbohydrates. This is, in a nutshell, my views on it. I never tell someone to go eat completely zero carbs. Obviously, if you have a diabetic issue, you need to talk to your doctor, but you need to get your carbohydrates in control, but understand that they are there for a purpose and eating enough of them is also important, right? All right, guys, hope you're having a good day and we'll talk to you soon.